You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Alberto Pelosi to score in a Swansea win is 3-1, and Stephen Naismith to score in a Norwich win is 8-1. Those are the enhanced odds for this game. We'll start with you, Dave. Swansea, decent win in midweek against the Gunners. Norwich, dreadful most of the season, particularly away from home. So is it as cut and dry as a 10-11 home win?
Don't start with me here. This is the one.
The way you said that, you put a different emphasis on the word. Don't start with me.
Yeah, sound like you're trying to fight, wasn't it?
Yeah, I want to scrap with you both. This is the one game. If you could veto a match this weekend, this would be the one that I'd veto, because I don't want to back Norwich at 16-5, but I don't like Swansea at 10-11 either. That headline offer you mentioned, Alberto Pelosi to score and Swansea to win. You'd rather have him than Bafétimbi Gomis to score, because he's got just one in his last 21 games in the Premier League. That was after scoring in his first four Premier League matches this season. And I remember early on in the podcast this season, we were raving about Gomis and putting him up to score every week. That quickly went wrong. The one man that I like, and I'll have one goal scorer bet here in this match, Gylfi Sigurdsson, who turned that game at the Emirates midweek. He looked fantastic when he came on. Missed a gilt-edged opportunity in the match. He's overpriced, in my opinion, to score any time at 19-10. I think he'll start in this game. And in a game where I've got little opinion on the 90 minutes result, I'll play the goal scorer. So Gylfi Sigurdsson to get on the score sheet here at 19-10.
What about you, Derek?
I think the odds compilers are getting too swayed by what happened at the Emirates in midweek. I mean, yeah, Swansea, great result for them, and we actually had a suspicion that that might happen.
Yeah.
More so because of Arsenal's shortcomings than anything to do with Swansea. But let's not forget that they could have been 2 or 3 nil down, couldn't they? Those shots would have been an inch lower, the ones that crashed against their bar. I'm not getting too waked up about it, because that was more, you know, you look at Swansea all season, that was a one-off performance rather than the start of a trend in my eyes, because they ain't good enough to carry that on. And the 10-11 here against Norwich side with everything to play for, and, by the way, who could easily have got something against Leicester and could easily have got something against Chelsea too. You know, they were despite the losses, they were impressive performances by Norwich. The draw against West Ham the game before that too. I think Norwich have been dealt a cruel blow with the fixtures they've had recently. Some real tough: Liverpool, Tottenham, West Ham, Leicester and Chelsea in their last six matches. You're entitled to finish empty-handed after that. This is a game that's winnable for them, and I think at these prices they're backable. I don't think there's much to choose between these two sides. Certainly wouldn't be backing Swansea odds on. I think Norwich is something to back here, I really do.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.